The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you live. Only two more shopping days till Christmas. 22nd of December 2010, that is if you have any money to spend. I've got to report something that I'm very pleased to report. Waiting for the day that the people that are trapped in the Matrix are breaking their way out. And it's rather fascinating. Around a holiday season such as Christmas, you know, we all wax sentimental and we all get warm and fuzzy, or if we're living out on the streets, maybe not so warm and fuzzy. But I'm seeing people waking from their slumber. Just to give you an example. I mean, this just transpired within the last hour here at the network. Just to give you an idea. Because you don't know. You're out there staring at some speaker on a computer or a radio right now. What do you know what goes on around here? You don't. You'd have to be here. Getting calls from retired business people that have never heard the network before, that saw a story that somebody put someplace and it linked back to the network. And they weren't even really aware that we were a network. They wanted to know, is this true? Is this story true? Well, yeah, that took the time to talk to the man. He's got two grandbabies, two granddaughters. He said, man. He says, I see what's going on with the banks, the fraud, Wall Street, all of that. He said, I'm afraid for their future. Good people. But what kept looping through his statements was that he couldn't believe that nobody's been talking. I said, when you say nobody, do you mean the mainstream media? I said, you're talking to the guy that saw a need to go out there and fill for information purposes, because guess what? They weren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. And that's telling you the truth. In the face of maybe threats from corporate sponsors because they may not like a story, I said, this has been the infotainment industry for years. Quit looking to them to learn anything. Got another call from a doctor that listens to a little power someplace. And he says, you know, he says, I got to sit in my car sometimes to hear the radio program. I said, go to the website. He said, I didn't know there was one. Republicbroadcasting.org. We got all different kinds of applications, iPod, all that stuff. You can listen at your own convenience. Well, I'll do that. It's starting to happen, folks.
J-O-H-N-S-T.
You want to kill that? I hate talking with myself. But it's starting to happen. So if that... In light of all the dark and dank things that are going on out there, if that makes you feel any better, the professionals are starting to roll in. They have woken up. Keep walking and talking, folks. Invite other people to the party. We'll take the break. Be back on the other side with Peter Neese and Joyce Rosenwald right after these messages.
After my second heart attack,
I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, I can understand people's astonishment when they come out of their Rip Van Winkle sleep, find out how bad things really are, and then go searching for answers. It's the most marvelous thing to see. And I'm going to play a clip here from 60 Minutes. Title on the story, 60 Minutes finally gets it, or I'm sorry, finally gets one right. CBS News, CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System, has been around for many years. And people cannot believe that our trusted word purveyors have been eliminating a good portion of the truth. They don't understand how that can happen. You know, which then one must go to the point of thinking, well, gosh, there's a conspiracy of silence. Oh, it's really horrific for the new and uninitiated. Well, welcome to the fold. We've been dealing with this morass for 20 years. The reason why we are here is because they were not doing their jobs. And I would have preferred they have done it because they have a lot more money than we do. I've been pretty hard, Greg Hunter says of USAWatchdog.com, he says, I've been pretty hard on CBS 60 Minutes, no harder than me, for doing fluff interviews with Fed Chief Ben Bernanke and not asking the hard questions. That would be obvious to a freshman journalist student. In all fairness, I have to admit, last Sunday's story called The Day of Reckoning was an eye-opening, hard-hitting piece.
And I would say it's about time. It was about the dire financial troubles that are overwhelming many state budgets. My only criticism, 60 Minutes is a little late coming to the party, but as the old cliche goes, better late than never. Not if you're a news service. Since this website was launched nearly a year and a half ago, USAWatchdog.com has mentioned many times the dire financial situation many states face. California alone is $19 billion in the hole. And Illinois is basically a deadbeat when it comes to paying its bills, and has for a long time. CBS broke some new ground with this story. Banking analyst Meredith Whitney predicted as many as 100 sizable municipal bond defaults in 2011. It is one thing to read a great quote. It's quite another to see someone's face when they say it. Facial expressions say much more than words can ever capture. Well, this is radio, you know, folks, television without pictures, so you won't get to see their facial expressions. And Christie, governor of Connecticut, is one of the voices you'll hear in this. Governor Christie has been having the pleasure of making state budget cuts, and he's not a popular guy. He said, look, don't hold it against me. I'm the first governor in 10 years that walked in this office, turned around, looked at the state of things, and told you the truth. So don't shoot the messenger. Well, take, for example, Ben Bernanke's quivering lips when he said that it was a myth that the Fed was printing money. That was priceless. Here is the interview, and then Joyce Rosenwald has a follow-up on this, and I'm sure Peter's got some stuff to throw in as well. So let's hold on a second here. Let me make sure that we don't have any commercials here. Yeah, and sure enough, there is one. Okay. Katie Couric, boy, a bastion of journalistic integrity. All right. Here is the piece from 60 Minutes. It totals 13 minutes and 50 seconds, so Joyce and Peter, do me a favor. Just have a little relaxation moment there or two, and we will get back to this, because she has a follow-up on the muni bond issue. Information you need to hear. But first, I guess the one time in all of these years that CBS and 60 Minutes got it right.
By now, just about everyone in the country is aware of the federal deficit problem. But you should know that there is another financial crisis looming involving state and local governments. It's gotten much less attention because each state has a slightly different story. But in the 2 years since the Great Recession wrecked their economies and shriveled their income, the states have collectively spent nearly $500 billion more than they've collected in taxes. And there is a $1 trillion hole in their public pension funds. The states have been getting by on billions of dollars in federal stimulus funds, but the day of reckoning is at hand. The debt crisis is already making Wall Street nervous, and some believe that it could derail the recovery, cost 1 million public employees their jobs, and require another big bailout package that no one in Washington wants to talk about.
The story will continue in a moment.
The biggest names in news in exclusive one
show. Like, I don't know what I'm watching here.
Couric right now at CBSNews.com.
Yes, there she is again. Okay.
The most alarming thing about the state issue is the level of complacency.
Meredith Whitney is one of the most respected financial analysts on Wall Street and one of the most influential women in American business. She made her reputation by warning that the big banks were in big trouble long before the 2008 collapse. Now she's warning about a financial meltdown in state and local governments.
It has tentacles as wide as anything I've seen. I think next to housing, this is the single most important issue in the United States and certainly the largest threat to the U.S. economy.
Why aren't people paying attention?
Because they don't pay attention until they have to.
Whitney says it's time to start.
The money that we take in, that's all the money we can spend.
California, which faces a $19 billion budget deficit next year, has a credit rating approaching junk status. It now spends more money on public employee pensions than it does on the state university system, which had to increase tuition by 32%. Arizona is so desperate it sold off the state capitol, Supreme Court building, and legislative chambers to a group of investors, and now leases the buildings from their new owner. The state also eliminated Medicaid funding for most organ transplants. Then there's New Jersey. It had the highest taxes in the country, a $10 billion deficit, and a depressed economy when first-year governor Chris Christie took office. But after looking at the books, he decided to walk away from a long-planned and much-needed project with New York and the federal government to build a rail tunnel into Manhattan. It would have helped the economy and given employment to 6,000 construction workers.
Lots of jobs.
Yeah. I cancel it. I mean, listen, the bottom line is, I don't have the money. And you know what? I can't pay people for those jobs if I don't have the money to pay them. Where am I getting the money? I don't have it. I literally don't have it.
Is this going on all over the country?
Yes. Of course it is. It's not like you can avoid it forever, because it's here now. And we all know it's here. And the federal government doesn't have the money to paper over it anymore either for the states. The day of reckoning has arrived. That's it. And it's going to arrive everywhere. And time may vary a little bit depending upon which state you're in, but it's coming.
And nowhere has the reckoning been as bad as it is in Illinois, a state that spends twice as much as it collects in taxes and is unable to pay its bills.
This is the state of affairs in Illinois. It's not pretty.
Dan Hines is the comptroller of the state of Illinois, its paymaster. He currently has about $5 billion in outstanding bills in his office and not enough money in the state's coffers to pay them. He says they're 6 months behind.
How many people do you have clamoring for money?
It's fair to say that there are, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people waiting to be paid by the state.
So how are these people getting by if they're not getting paid by the state?
Well, that's the tragedy. People borrow money. They borrow in order to, you know, get by until the state pays them.
They're subsidizing the state. They're giving the state a float.
Exactly.
And who do you owe that money to?
Pretty much anybody who has any interaction with state government, we owe money to.
That would include everyone from the University of Illinois, which is owed $400 million, to small businessmen like Meyer Shaw, who owns a pharmacy in Chicago and has been waiting months for $200,000 in Medicaid payments. Then there are the 2,000 not-for-profit organizations that are owed $1 billion by the state. Lutheran Services has been around since 1867 and provides critical services to 70,000 people, mostly the elderly, the disabled, and the mentally ill. The state owed them $9 million just before Thanksgiving, and they nearly had to close up shop.
How long can you go on like this?
Well, we wonder that too, because we really don't know.
Reverend Denver Bittner is the president of Lutheran Services. He says they were forced to tap their entire line of credit and all their cash reserves before the state would finally pay them as a hardship case.
It has to be that you've sold off all of your assets, you have borrowed from everybody you can borrow from, and then we'll think about it.
Even though they owe you the money?
Even though they owe us the money.
The first words out of my mouth are usually an apology, because they have been, you know, put in this situation that, you know, really is unacceptable, and, there's very little I can do or say other than apologize.
It's not just the social safety net that Comptroller Dan Hines has to worry about. There have been Illinois legislators evicted from their offices because the state didn't pay their rent, and stories about state troopers being turned away from gas stations because the owners refused to take their state credit cards.
The state's a deadbeat.
Yeah, I mean, the state of Illinois is known as a deadbeat state. You know, this is a reputation that has taken us years to earn, and we've reached, you know, the heights of, becoming the worst in the country.
Not all of the problems that Illinois and other states are facing right now can be traced to the Great Recession, but the precipitous drop in tax revenues did expose decades of financial irresponsibility, reckless spending, unrealistic benefit packages for public employees, and the use of political gimmicks to cover up hidden deficits. It's forcing state governors and the public to confront some harsh realities.
This is different, isn't it?
It is very different. And the reason it's different is because the only choices left are choices that people previously have said were politically impossible, that you couldn't do. You couldn't cut K-12 education funding. You couldn't do those things. You couldn't talk about pension and benefit reform for the public sector unions, that these were third rails of politics. We are now left with no alternatives.
Just the third rail.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just going to grab it and go and let the chips fall where they may. This money's got to come from someplace.
In some ways, Governor Chris Christie is the political canary in the coal mine of the state fiscal crisis. He slashed New Jersey's budget by 26%, including $1 billion in cuts to education, forcing the layoffs of thousands of teachers. He got rid of 1,300 state workers and drastically reduced funding to New Jersey's cities, counties, and villages, which have their own financial problems. And he's still facing another $10 billion deficit next year. Long term, the situation is much, much worse.
Okay, let's talk about the pension obligations.
Sure.
$46 billion unfunded liability for pensions, $66 billion unfunded for health care liability?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money even for the federal government.
That's a lot of money.
And there are people who think it's worse.
Yeah, I think that's an optimistic view. Listen, at this point, if it's worse, what's the difference? I mean, it's bad enough as it is, so what's the difference? I mean, now we're talking about money that none of us can really get our arms around.
I mean, this is unsustainable, right?
Totally unsustainable. We have a benefit problem. It's not an income problem from the state. It's a benefit problem. And so we got to change those benefits.
And what's the reaction been to that?
It depends on where you sit. I mean, I think the general public thinks, I can't believe anybody gets a pension anymore. I've got a 401k. It got killed in the stock market. I don't know what I'm going to do for my retirement. I can't believe people get a pension anymore. So I think amongst the broad general public, they've said, amen. And I think among the public sector unions, they're yelling and screaming.
And Christie is yelling back. He provoked a very public fight with the teachers' union, which is one of the most powerful political forces in the state of New Jersey.
And you're not compensating me for my education, and you're not compensating me for my experience. That's
well, you know what? Then you don't have to do it.
It's a scene that is starting to play out all over the country.
Cuts, 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 and more cuts.
Governors of cash-strapped states are beginning to cajole or bully public employee unions into making concessions on what are considered to be gold-plated retirement and health care packages, which are now collectively underfunded to the tune of $1 trillion.
Some union leaders have suggested that you're running the state like Tony Soprano.
Well, that's as an Italian-American, I take great offense to that. Listen, you know what it is? I'm the first person to expose them for what they've been doing to the public.
You want the public employee unions to share the pain?
You bet. I want them to share in the sacrifice. And this is what I say to public sector unions. Listen, you can boo me now, but I'm the first governor who's walked into this room in 10 years and told you the truth. And here's the truth. If you don't partner with me to get this done, in 10 years you won't have a pension. And that's the truth.
But it's also the truth that some of the responsibility for New Jersey's pension woes lie at the doorstep of the governor's mansion. Christie and his predecessors have failed to contribute the state's share of its pension obligations in 13 of the last 17 years, one of the reasons the fund is going broke. Christie says it's ancient history.
We spent too much on everything. We spent too much. We spent money we didn't have. We borrowed money just crazily. The credit card's maxed out, and it's over. It's over. We now have to get to the business of climbing out of the hole. We've been digging it for a decade or more. We got to climb now, and climbing's harder. We got to do it.
The problem with that, according to Wall Street analyst Meredith Whitney, is that no one really knows how deep the holes are. She and her staff spent 2 years and thousands of man hours trying to analyze the financial condition of the 15 largest states. She wanted to find out if they would be able to pay back the money they borrowed and what kind of a risk they pose to the $3 trillion municipal bond market, where state and local governments go to finance their schools, highways, and other projects.
How accurate is the financial information that's public on the states and municipalities?
The lack of transparency with the state disclosure is the worst I have ever seen. Ultimately, we have to use what's publicly available data, and a lot of it is as old as June 2008. So that's before the financial crisis hit in the fall of 2008.
Whitney believes the states will find a way to honor their debts, but she's afraid that some local governments, which depend on their state for a third of their revenues, will get squeezed as the states are forced to tighten their belts. She's convinced that some cities and counties will be unable to meet their obligations to municipal bondholders who finance their debt. Earlier this year, the state of Pennsylvania had to rescue the city of Harrisburg, its capital, from defaulting on hundreds of millions of dollars in debt for an incinerator project.
There's not a doubt in my mind that you will see a spate of municipal bond defaults.
How many is a spate?
You could see 50 sizable defaults, 50 to 100 sizable defaults, more. This will amount to hundreds of billions of dollars worth of defaults.
Municipal bonds have long been considered to be among the safest investments, bought by small investors saving for retirement and held in huge numbers by big banks. Even a few defaults could affect the entire market. Right now, the big bond rating agencies like Standard & Poor's and Moody's, who got everything wrong in the housing collapse, say there's no cause for concern, but Meredith Whitney doesn't believe it.
When individual investors look to people that are supposed to know better, they're told, they're patted on the head and told it's not something you need to worry about. When it'll be something to worry about within the next 12 months.
12 months.
12 months.
No one is talking about it now, but the big test will come this spring. That's when $160 billion in federal stimulus money that's helped states and local governments limp through the Great Recession will run out. The states are going to need more cash and will almost certainly ask for another bailout. Only this time, there are no guarantees that Washington will ride to the rescue.
Isn't that just interesting? 60 Minutes finally does a story on how bad things really are. Well, 157 banks bellied up this year, six more banks just recently, and there's going to be a whole lot of them, maybe up to 900 banks, that fail next year. Hello? And 60 Minutes is just now getting around to the story of the millennium, the biggest engineered ripoff ever witnessed by mankind, and 60 Minutes is now just starting to wake up. Joyce Rosenwald, how are you? And Peter Neese, are you with us?
I most certainly am.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm here.
You're here.
Yeah.
I'm really...
And you're going to be amazed at what I have to tell you.
Yeah, well, and I'm really disgusted, John, with that report, because nobody brought up CAFRAs. Walter Burian,
yeah.
They could pull the money from the CAFRAs and pull these states out of the hole they're in, and nobody even brought it up.
Well, and that's the exact same thing that I thought of when I was watching this, that she says, well, nobody knows how much debt or assets the states have. The states,
oh, yes, they do.
The states know. And evidently Arizona didn't get the message that they have state holdings because they sold off their government buildings to private investors, are now renting their own stuff that they had paid for from private investors.
So what does that show you? The people that are in there running things don't even know what's going on, and the people are paying for that kind of stupidity.
Well, and here is the sad part. You know, Governor Christie made this statement that, you know, I'm the bearer of bad news, you know, get over it, that's the way it is, and, you know, you're going to have to sacrifice. Guys, we have sacrificed. We have worked our fingers to the bone, paying the interest people out there the pleasure of our lives on a daily basis. Whether
That's
it's
right.
the United States government dealing with the Fed Reserve or private individuals doing their banking, their mortgaging, and their car loans and credit card and all of that stuff. All of that. And it is no great mystery, the big boogeyman that you thought CAFR, they stayed away from that subject. When are they going to come out and say that the Fed Reserve system is a failure and we should do as the Constitution mandated, and let's have an honest money supply? No debt. In other words, money out there to be loaned at zero interest. There is no way with $600 trillion to $1.5 quadrillion and these mortgage-backed securities that they're going to quantitatively ease anything. They're just staving off the absolute, absolute inevitability of total financial collapse. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich, but for you? Can you survive when the stock market tanks? History has proven that all this and more may be just around the corner. It's not too late for you to prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead. Protect your money now or forever. Kiss it goodbye. Call Republic Trading Group today and take advantage of our special offerings. We offer over a half century experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge and are prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balance and portfolio protection. As the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this great nation, Republic Trading Group can offer you privacy, safety, and security. We invite you to visit RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com for further information regarding the protection of your wealth or call Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898 for a private consultation. That's 800-691-7898.
Peter Neese, you know what's rather fascinating to me? You mentioned the comprehensive annual financial reports.
That's correct.
There is nothing stopping the state governors right now from going to their people and saying, okay, we have a problem here. We have a failed banking system. We know there's no way out of this one. Our states are going bankrupt. We need revenue, tax revenue badly, or so they keep claiming. Okay, let's just use that as an argument for a moment. We have a problem here. We have a failed banking system, so we have to do something. How about we take those comprehensive financial reports that obviously the governors don't know that are there, check your state comptroller's office, pledge the assets of the state against a newly formed state bank and start loaning money to people again. Now, this is not a perfect fix. I've talked about this so many times, but for the benefit of new listeners, and there's a lot of you today, we do the state banks' mortgage rates, say a 30-year mortgage rate at, say, 4, 4.5%. That wouldn't kill you. Car loans, you know, around that amount. Credit cards, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, who knows. But the point is, for using the fiat currency, at least we would be paying ourselves or our own state, so the money could go back into coffers and we could circulate this money within our own state rather than having the international bankster gangsters take this as a profit, shove it in their pocket, and then give it to God knows whom worldwide for a bailout. I don't see any other way. Can you guys think of any other way around this one?
No, John, and I think it basically, if the population, or if you can get it out, it's CAFR1.com, CAFR1.com, and the listeners like it or whatever, they can put it on, what do they call that, when they bypass the legislature, a referendum.
Yeah.
They could put it on a referendum in their state and create their own state bank.
Well, I mean, Rick Perry just wrote a book, Fed Up, did the photo op and talk show circuit, and, well, he's just fed up. And that's the name of the book. Well, obviously, he's not fed up enough to identify the problem, where it's coming from, because he's dancing all around these issues of, well, 10th Amendment, and there's just too much control of the Fed, and, you know, we're fed up. Well, target and identify the number one problem that every state in this country is having, and that is the failure of the banks. The failure of the banks. Illegal, immoral, unethical, unconstitutional, and I don't know what I need to say. But here is an opportunity for these guys to be shining stars to their constituency, to say, look, we've got a plan. It's not perfect. We recognize the problem. That failed. We've got something here. We know it'll work. Oh, by the way, it's worked for North Dakota for some 90 years. Their unemployment is well below 5%. They have a $2 billion state budget surplus. Now, I recognize this is not the state of California or it's not the state of New York. I get it. But if the principle works, use it. And nobody, they're willing to get down with the RMS Titanic. They're going to go down with it without going against the very people that have destroyed this country. And let's not forget the federal government. Peter and Joyce, you both know that we could not have this debt if we had an honest money system.
So correct. That's why Kennedy was shot.
Well,
they didn't want to bring it back.
Well, and just to make sure, after we got through Lyndon Baines there, Tricky Dick came along. I am not a crook. And he's the one that got us off the remnants of anything that could be considered real money, and that was silver. I think he did that in 1973.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the dollar wasn't tied to anything, and it was a gigantic free-for-all.
John, I've been preaching this for 30 years. Joyce has been preaching it for 30 years. I don't know how many years you've been preaching it. What does it take?
It takes people that have a conscience, that are not compromised, that are going to take their oath of office seriously and say, look, I've got some good news, and I've got some bad news. The bad news is the party's over as far as the Fed Gov goes and the Fed Reserve. That's the bad news. That was easy money and credit for everybody until the system destroyed itself. But here's the good news. And the good news is we see a way out of this one. And along the way, while the states are fixing their financial problems, then we can have some real issues being met in Washington, D.C. as to what to do with this Fed Reserve that's been operating for almost 100 years in this country, and it took these clowns this long to destroy the economy. We can buy some time. We can function. We can pick up the pieces. We can throw the rascals out that don't know what a constitution is, that understand that they live in the world's greatest democracy. These clowns have to go as well, because what is inextricably tied when you use the term constitutional republic is what, guys? The law. They've been,
that's right.
They've been ignoring the law for so many years.
That's because they turned the law into public policy. The law is in their mouth, and it's constitutional because they say it is. That's what the courts have said. It's constitutional because I said it's constitutional. So
amen.
The courts are worse than the government. The courts,
yep,
have allowed it all to happen. We're living under the tyranny of the courts.
Let's take some calls here, because
wait,
I know...
Wait, before we go on to that, I would like...
Well, hold on, Joyce, hold on a second, because I know what you're going to spring, a little pun intended there.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're going to spring on the audience, and I want to do this without interruption, but first, I don't want to leave the callers. This is live,
okay,
and interactive. I don't like to leave the callers hold for very long, because they get bored and they got to take bathroom breaks, and maybe they might have to take a nap. I don't know. Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, John. Thank you. I called in before Blessed Pete got onto this CAFR. I mean, that was when I watched 60 Minutes, I was chomping at the bit over this whole thing that Pete and you now have been discussing. The only thing I can add to your exchange there, John and Pete and Joyce, is this. I want to remind you that it was, and I want to remind Governor Christie in New Jersey, that Walter Burian was a resident of that state, and that is where he first dug into the second set of books, as it could be called, and found out all of the extra undeclared assets that the government has and could be using instead of taxing the people further. So the point I want to make is this. I wish somebody, and I said this to Deanna on email the other day, because she interviewed this Clint Richardson, who is a good friend of Walter Burian, on this same issue. I wish that either Clint or Walter Burian or somebody could get to Governor Christie and hold his feet to the fire, make him put his money where his mouth is, because does he not know anything about the hidden assets, or would he have the you-know-what to take a stand and make New Jersey a first state with the courage to step out, instead of squeezing the people further, to start using some of these assets that they have?
Carol, I got a flash for you here.
Mm-hmm.
If our own Rick Perry, now this guy is looking. Why am I getting this feedback in my microphone? This is rather bothersome. It's echoing in my head. Okay. What did you do? Kill some brain cells or kill the feedback problem? At any rate, Carol, Governor Rick Perry, you've seen him do the rounds here with his book Fed Up,
mm-hmm,
talking about the 10th Amendment, talking about shutting down the federal government, where it took up the purview and the privilege of telling the states what to do. These lines were drawn. This is the state's business. This is the federal government's business. Let's get on with business. If they start recognizing and identifying the problem, then it's going to be easy for these state governors. All they have to do is make the declaration. I've seen the enemy, and guess what? It's been kind of us. And here's a fixable solution. Any one of these guys, any one of them, could do this. They could make the announcement tomorrow. This would spread like bad news faster than the speed of light.
How can we get one governor to do that, be it Perry or Christie or whoever?
Everybody email him. Everybody email him and say, hey, come on, quit being stupid.
Pete, do you think that Christie knows anything about Walter
Burian? I think
Walter
he knows
Burian?
It. I really do. I think we've all just been lied to like you would not believe. Yeah.
You think, he knows Walter Burian, Pete?
Yep, I think
governors...
we are.
The governors have to sign contracts to do whatever they do with the federal government. They cannot deny knowing what's being done. All they have to do is uncooperate and separate from the federal government as the umbrella.
Joyce,
close the umbrella.
There is an Achilles heel here, though. regardless of what state you're talking about, as long as the local municipalities or the state governments put out their hand and ask for and or receive offered federal funds, stimulus, whatever you want to call them, grants, we cannot talk sovereignty as long as we receive fraud money from the feds. You cannot have it both ways.
But the fraud money from the feds comes from the real money that the people in the states turn over to the feds. All we're doing is gathering a percentage of our own money back.
Well, stop giving it to them. It's a two-way street. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's your call for dropping out of the grant in aid to the states.
Uh-huh.
But the catch is this: that law states it right within the text of the law. I don't have it in front of me, but it says once you sign up, you can't ever get out. But you can get out. The people are the government. That's what we have to remember. The government isn't anything. The government is our representatives. Nothing.
See, right here in
that.
Right here in my district.
They're trustees, and they could all be fired.
Yeah. In my district here and in my state legislature, we're talking a whole lot about nullification of unconstitutional Fed action. However, they say, oh, well, we don't know how we're going to get along, how Idaho can make it without these federal funds. And I say,
well,
come on, get off it.
The first thing you want to do is get rid of the commission of state governors and all the anything that comes from the Bar Association. That's where the fraud started, with the Bar Association. They've been writing our own law, private law, since 1934.
How do
you
start,
Joy? You got a brand new Supreme Court in 1934. When you have a criminal government, you need a criminal court to support it. And so they built a whole new system outside of what we're supposed to have, and we didn't know what they didn't tell us. And they've been teaching us lies.
Yeah, John, I will get off of here. Just reiterating one thing. Do you think that somebody could get to Governor Christie in conjunction with Walter Burian? Could the two of them really slug it out, for starters?
Well, let me just put it to you this way. Down here in Texas, there's a group of businessmen, and they're statewide, tens of thousands of members. There is a man that has had private conversation with Mr. Perry in the past, can get in to see him. The next time the man walks in the office, I'm going to be in tow. I'm going to sit down and talk with the governor myself, making sure that he is aware and he's assessed of the situation so he has choices. I'm not going to assume the guy knows or he doesn't know. I'm going to make sure that he does know.
That'd be great, because Texas is half of the nation in size.
Just about, yeah. Just about.
Okay.
Hey, Carol, thank you. I appreciate
your
call.
You.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carol.
Bye. All right. Let's roll these calls, get them out of the way, because I know you want to embellish on your... You couldn't help yourself, could you, Joyce? Mark?
No, because it is that simple, John.
It is
that simple. All they have to do is pull out and have a Supreme Court case that says they can.
And
they volunteered in by contract. They just end the contract.
And there's a lot of people out there yelling for secession. And I'm going, guys, come on. You know, I mean, this is the musical chairs game. The music stopped and you don't have a chair. Okay, I get it. I understand. Let's correct the problem. Let's get us another chair. Okay, you can play the music all day long. Everybody gets a seat.
Well, you know what constructive fraud is?
I sure do.
Okay, well, what do you call when a government says they're going to hold hearings because we're turning this into 5 million different federal districts, and all your property will become owned by the federal government unless you tell us you will not agree to surrender it to the federal government? And then the state governments, the municipal governments, never send out notice to the people. So then the presumption is made, because you didn't show up, you agreed to give your property to the federal government.
Okay, you jumped the gun. I'm trying to set this up. And, Peter,
but all you have to do is tell them it was done under constructive fraud. You do not volunteer. Now you take away the public credit pool that they're using to borrow against to get all this private money in the coffers.
Well, and the process is this simple. As I suggested before, the states themselves do their own state banking. You know, we know what's going to happen with the FedGov here. They're already belly up, folks. You can't do
Your idea was great. You do is transfer the ownership from the federal government to the state where all the property is registered, and that's this national, that becomes the state credit pool for the backing for the state banks, and you throw the feds out.
Your idea
was brilliant.
Well, and this is what we do in the meantime. We let all the little politicians run around in little circles looking all panicky in Washington, D.C. I don't care. I like what Sheriff Richard Mack said. They are now irrelevant. As far as a solution, they are the problem, but as far as a solution is concerned, they are now irrelevant. Move them off the table. It doesn't matter anymore. This is what's left. This is what's on the plate. Here are our identifiable problems. Let's set this to right. Let's start fixing it. It's going to take years to ferret this debt problem that the FedGov has gotten all of us in, that they claim that they've gotten us all in, and dealing with the private reserve, the Fed Reserve. This is more than doable, ladies and gentlemen. It is the only way, after much consideration, many years of study, the way out of this dilemma. We'll be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's one for you guys. TARP, bailout, bailing companies, corporations. Oh, that's right. One corporation to the other. We've got to help each other out. If they were interested, now here's one that's so stupefyingly simple that it's beyond belief that nobody had even brought it up or discussed it. we all know we have the Internal Revenue Service. Now, last year, fiscal year 09, what they collected was approximately $1.2 trillion. Okay, with all the bailouts and everything else, the new asset versus liabilities in government, some $14 trillion as we speak. Now, we're not talking about liabilities and the obligations, I hate to use that term, of the federal government. Somewhere to the tune of $100 trillion. And again, keep this, burn this into your brain. That if we had an honest money system, there's no way to extend credit out to that end. It would be impossible to do. Okay. Houston, we have a problem. Let's look at the problem. Let's study it. Let's fix the problem. The problem is the privately owned Federal Reserve. Period. Let's fix that and get on with this. They're not serious yet. They're now thrashing around and talking to their state comptrollers. I got one for you here. Jerry Brown. Now, this guy was governor out there in California. He's now the new governor again. So what does this guy say? He's just absolutely, he's flabbergasted. Jerry Brown, and here's his quote. "We've been living in fantasy land. It is much worse than I thought. I'm shocked." Why should you be shocked, Mr. Brown? You were there with the giveaways, with borrowing money and paying it to people where you shouldn't be involved in doing such things, but you helped set the problem up. Oh, it just didn't happen in your watch. You had a couple of governors in between, so now you're back, and now you're shocked? Come on, people. There's high school kids that understand economics, balancing checkbooks, better than state governors do.
You know what, John?
Yeah.
I think you have two sponsors that probably could fix our problem within 6 weeks. First, you have the people that behavior modification.
Yeah.
You send every single public servant, and you let them fix them, tell them how to think the right way. And then you get this group from debt to prosperity. I think they could tell us exactly what we should do to fix it, and I think you're right on the same track.
Well, here's an inside scoop for you, Joyce, and this I hesitate to say this, but what needs to be done is all the bad thinking needs to be erased from these people's minds. So I think what some friendly company out there, I got an idea. The Massengale douche people, you know, the feminine hygiene product people, that they create one and call it a Massengale mind douche. And then we can send this off to all the state legislators and governors, and they can clean everything out and start anew. How's that one?
I think anything. Try anything. What do you have to lose?
We've lost it all already. Yeah, no kidding. All right, we'll take the top of the hour break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Along with my guest every Wednesday, Joyce Rosenwald and Peter Neese. And we'll do that in about 90 seconds. So stay tuned. We'll continue to take your calls at 800-313-9443. Hey, you new people out there that are just listening, don't be timid. Don't be afraid. There are no stupid questions. We're here to elevate the knowledge base. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in 90 seconds.